This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hurricane Beryl is heading toward the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The U.S. National Weather Service in Miami says Beryl is carrying maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers an hour, making it a Category 4 storm on the center's 5-level scale that measures a storm's destructive potential. The eye of Hurricane Beryl brushed the south coast of Jamaica Wednesday, whipping the island with high winds and heavy rain for hours. The storm knocked out power to the capital, Kingston, and some communities on the northern part of the island. Beryl has killed at least 7 people across the Caribbean since making landfall Monday on Grenada's Carriacou Island, including 3 people on Carriacou and the main island of Grenada. The storm also damaged or destroyed scores of homes and businesses on Carriacou and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, leaving thousands without power and cut off from outside help. Voters in Britain are set to cast ballots in Thursday's parliamentary elections. Leon Blackman, a spokesman for the online bidding platform Odds Checker, says data shows the opposition Labour Party will break the Conservatives' 19-year hold on power.
At the moment, this kind of shows Labour's predicted dominance tomorrow. Now, 451 projected seats, 91 for the Conservatives, 64 for the Lib Dems.
During the final days of campaigning, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak insisted the outcome was not a foregone conclusion. Labour Party was also warning against taking the election results for granted. Hamas militants said on Wednesday it has sent new ideas to mediators in Qatar aimed at ending the nearly 9-month war with Israel in Gaza. Israel confirmed it was evaluating Hamas's comments on a deal to free its hostages in the Palestinian territory. This is VOA News. With the death toll mounting and conditions worsening daily for Gazans, both sides are under increased international pressure to agree to a ceasefire. A group is saying Israeli soldiers in the West Bank have gotten the go-ahead to grab more land. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The Middle East settlement tracking group Peace Now says Israel has approved the largest seizure of land in the occupied West Bank in over 3 decades, authorities recently approving the appropriation of land in the Jordan Valley. The Palestinians view the expansion of settlements in the occupied West Bank as the main barrier to any lasting peace agreement, and most of the international community views them as illegitimate. Israel's government considers the area to be the historical and religious heartland. Peace Now's data indicate it's the largest single appropriation approved since the 1993 Oslo Accords at the start of the peace process. I'm Charles Deledesma.
U.S. automaker General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government because nearly 6 million of its older vehicles do not comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the issue involves GM pickup trucks and SUVs from the 2012 through 2018 model years. The EPA says the affected vehicles will remain on the road and cannot be repaired, but say that those GM vehicles, on average, consume at least 10% more fuel than the window sticker number says. The company, however, will not be required to reduce the miles per gallon on those stickers. GM says the problem stems from a change in testing procedures that the EPA put in place in 2016. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, a future Hall of Famer has decided to extend his career with the National Basketball Association's Los Angeles Lakers and with a special new teammate by his side. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh explains.
LeBron James made it official, returning for a record-tying 22nd NBA season after agreeing to a 2-year deal to return to L.A., a person with knowledge of the negotiations said. The NBA's all-time leading scorer is set to join his son Bronny James as the first father-son duo to be teammates in NBA history. The younger James also agreed to a contract with the Lakers, the team confirmed on social media. The Lakers drafted Bronny James with the 55th overall pick in this year's draft. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. That's Issues in the News on VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.